Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bob's Boneheads.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
That's right. Before we get into Bob's Bonehead Raw, don't forget playoff baseball today. Detroit and Cleveland. That game at 12:08. Detroit the favorite with Tarek Skubal going against Gavin Williams. Then at 2:08, Padres at Cubs. The Padres the favorite there. Followed by the big one at 5:08, Boston and the Yankees. Yankees are the favorites there. And then the nightcap is Cincinnati at LA, Hunter Green versus Blake Snell. There could be a lot of strikeouts thrown today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Today with the pitching talent on the mound in this game, in this first round of playoff game, say in the wild card.
So, how many runs is it set at for the over-under today for the Yankees-Red Sox, Fried versus Crochet?
Well, the over-under today in the Cleveland game with Gavin Williams and Tarik Skubal, six.
Six,
that's
okay.
Right. And then the Yankees, I believe it was 7.5.
I'll really that high?
I'll go back and look. Wow. It's seven.
Okay.
So that is the high number of every game. It is six in Detroit-Cleveland. Seven in the Padres Cubs, seven Boston, New York, and seven LA Cincinnati.
Huh. All right.
So, but it is Tuesday. It's time for your Boneheads Raw for Mr. Fesco.
Yeah, I wanted really to give it to A.D. Mitchell this week for that fumble. I watched that play a lot of times. He wasn't trying to showboat, I don't think. I think he just literally lost the handle on
unlucky,
that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't one of those dope moves where he threw it and, you know, did. I don't know what he was doing with the football, but he was not trying to showboat or spike it or anything like that. I think he was legitimately just trying to change hands and getting ready to celebrate with it. And that's when it all,
yeah,
you know,
just like freaked out.
Yeah. Like, oh, like one of those
such
moments, like it was like, I'm so wide open. I've got this. Here we go. Oh, and then I fumbled it at the goal line. So I would like to rip him for it. But I watched that play a lot yesterday and I'm like, he really didn't do anything stupid. That just ended up being unfortunate for him. But my bonehead of the week, it's the Tennessee Titans, the whole organization. Okay. We've gotten on this coach, Tommy Callahan, a lot over the last couple of weeks because of his ridiculousness down there in Nashville. But once the Tennessee Titans hired the new GM, Mike Borgonzi, they should have fired their coach. Not a fair situation, not a good situation, not a tenable situation for either the coach or the general manager at that point in time. When you bring in a new GM, unless Andy Reid is your head football coach, you're bringing in a new GM for obvious reasons. It's not working. A big reason why it's not working is that head coach. Mac, you can speak on this better than I can. Is that family cheap?
Oh, Amy Adams? Yeah, absolutely.
She is cheap.
Well, she's cheap and she's power hungry. She's
very
too
attractive.
She's too involved.
Yeah.
Oh, different Amy Adams.
Yeah, different Amy Adams strunk. She's way too involved. She wants to be a part of it. And I think this goes back further than a couple of years ago or last season with Borgonzi and Brian Callahan, because when they fired
Borgonzi start this year? Was
this
his first year?
Season.
Right.
This is Brian Callahan's second season,
right? They've had you got to make these changes together.
Yes,
is
exactly.
What I'm getting
they've
at.
They've done it twice separately now. This is going to be the fourth change, and you've done it change. Do it together.
You got to do it together, and that's why for me it's the entire organization. They have a new GM. They got a dope as a head coach, and they drafted a quarterback and paired him with this head coach and offensive coordinator. That was your mistake right there. You drafted a quarterback at number one. You should have paired him with a very new head coach. Not a guy who's in year two with a new general manager. It just doesn't work this way. No matter how qualified Borgonzi is or how qualified Callahan is, they've got to all be on the same page. The GM's going to want the guy that he can trust and develop a quarterback with. I don't know if Callahan is that answer. So they need to pull the plug fast on Callahan to save the quarterback, because he's already melting down. The father is melting down of the quarterback right now that
father.
We're seeing. And so you just not set this guy up for success in Tennessee. And the guy I'm talking about is the quarterback and the general manager at this point in time. He has got to be able to pick his own coach and allow that coach to work with this quarterback if it's going to be successful. And if they don't do it fast, we're going to be looking at Cam Ward and go, what happened to Cam Ward?
Exactly.
You know what happened to Cam Ward? A bad organization happened to Cam Ward. And I've gone on record, and I've said this all the time, 50% of the failed quarterbacks in the NFL failed because of them. The other 50% failed because they were in a bad organization.
What odds do you give Matt Nagy to be the next head coach in Tennessee?
I don't know.
They'll probably go defensive-minded.
Okay. With a young quarterback?
Because that's usually the way it goes, right? You go offensive-minded, defensive-minded, offense. So I think they'll probably go back to defense.
Chicago didn't take that.
No,
they did not. That's true.
I think you've got a young quarterback like that. You need a quarterback whisperer in there. And Matt would be great. Look what he did with Mitchell Trubisky in Chicago. And obviously the Borgonzi connection, you know, people have talked, obviously, about. We always link people that are, you know.
Connected,
right?
Yeah.
I would think that would be a name that you can consider. But I think Tennessee needs to move on from Callahan right now.
Right now.
Because if you don't, you're going to lose your quarterback.
100%.
Is Joe Brady the number one coach candidate going into next season?
Joe Brady's got to be up there, yeah.
Because they got rid of Ken Dorsey and turned that whole offense around. And they're not doing it with, like, superstars. I mean, they have Josh Allen and James Cook, obviously, but Shakir, and they did it with Mac Hollis last year. Now he's
in New England.
Yeah, he's in New England now. And then the main guy I'm not thinking of, their number one wide receiver out there, that's a stud.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh, he's the number one coach?
I'm just the Colts OC, because that's got to be a guy up there, right?
Yeah.
Jim Bob Cooter, you can't be a head coach with that name.
Sure you can, especially in Tennessee.
Well, it is Tennessee. Yeah,
Brian Flores, if he ever gets another chance, he should be top of the
defensive.
You're also
guy.
Suing the league, so it may be a little bit difficult for, you know, for teams to hire
and
him.
And then there's Gruden.
Yeah, just sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that the guy that you want? I don't know. I mean, is he a better personality than he is coach?
He was a pretty good coach, but probably a little overrated. That Super Bowl kind of props him up, but I mean, to your point with the Titans, when they fired John Robinson, the guy who traded A.J. Brown, and they kept Mike Vrabel and hired Rand Carthon for one season and then fired Mike Vrabel the next season and then fired Rand Carthon the next. I mean, this goes back to 2020.
Each year, it seems like they're firing a coach or a general manager.
Yeah, that's what it's been.
You're
it's
not going to be functional like that.
No.
I mean, you look at the teams that have established success in this league, say what you want about Sean McDermott, but he's been solidified there. You know what the plan is. You know what to expect. You know what's going on inside that organization. If you're constantly changing the voices at the top, the people who are the employees, like, you know, all of us in the working world, if you're constantly changing the voice at the top, you look at yourself and you go, what are we supposed to do again? And it all starts to blend together, and then it becomes white noise, and then you can't remember who said what. Like, they need an entire reset of that organization. You never should have drafted a quarterback number one overall with that situation that you're in right now. You need to bounce from that head football coach, Mike. Let's go.
Yeah, it's tough in Tennessee right now because your quarterback, we're going to keep it buck, we're ass right now.
I mean, you're losing your quarterback. It's week four.
Yeah, and he's out. He knows your ass.
Yeah.
Which I love that he said that.
Well, I do too. I think it's great. But if you don't want to lose him and look back at that draft pick and go one of the great busts in the NFL, you got to surround him with a smart, smart, smart football coach that understands offense, that's going to put him in a position to win. You can't go out there and hire some, you know, rinky-dink guy that, you know, called plays for 3 minutes that we're all in love with right now, like Brian Callahan. It just doesn't work.
Daniel Jones may be the best quarterback in that division right now. It's pretty crazy. That's a crazy statement.
That is tough.
Trevor
Lawrence, C.J. Stroud, Cam Ward, and
right now,
and Daniel Jones.
Well, and then give C.J. Stroud. I know it was a backup, but they traded another offensive lineman yesterday in Houston. They just don't want the offensive line down there. They're saying, we're done with this stuff.
Keon Coleman, that's right.
Ah, that was it, yes.
Yeah, Keon Coleman, above Xavier. Shakir. Yeah. Yep. That's fine with us.
How's that working out?
Appreciate that.
Coming
up on the other side, we continue to go down memory lane and plus the ways to build a team. We discuss all of that next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't get to the text line to talk about the topic of the day, which is from the 816. Be sure to remind your listeners in Jackson County to vote today in the special recall election. Hey, fellas, wasn't expecting, but the voting line is out the door here in Blue Springs.
Oh, good, 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 good. Yeah, that's not good for the second baseman.
And then from the 816, appreciate you, Dusty, headed to Lee's Summit to drive a couple to vote and then back to the Ozarks. Drink some of me if I ever see you out somewhere.
You're driving up from the Ozarks to vote Frank White out of office? That's unbelievable.
And bringing people with him.
When was the last time somebody was that passionate where they saddled up and drove a couple of hours to people don't even want to go walk across the street to vote these days, let alone drive a couple hours. I mean, hey, look, when you mess with people's money, when you mess with people's teams, mm-hmm. and you watch them go across the street to another state, that's your mortal enemy.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what you did on the baseball field, man. Your legacy is this right now if you're Frank White, and I can't wait to throw that statue in the Missouri River and watch it float down when they move to 119th and Dahl.
Yeah, I might have to go have a couple of celebratory surf sides this afternoon. Early start,
smash
finish when it comes to that, because it's a big day in Jackson County.
It is. It's huge. So get out there and vote and you know, let your voice be heard. Interesting out of Cleveland this morning. I don't want to say breaking news, but it kind of is. Dylan Gabriel is going to start, according to ESPN Cleveland this week, at quarterback. And they're also hearing at ESPN Cleveland that there's internal strife over who the Browns want to start at quarterback this week. And when you have internal strife over who should start, it means you don't have a quarterback, right? And I don't know that the Browns do. But you're in this situation right now. Why wouldn't you just roll out Shador Sanders, man, and see what he can do? You're winning either way if you're the franchise. If he plays great, great. If he plays bad, you can go, see, this is why we didn't want to draft him and play him. Like, I think it's a no-win or a no-lose situation if you're the Cleveland Browns as a franchise. Is Dylan Gabriel going to move the needle? Are people going to be excited about Dylan Gabriel being their quarterback? Probably not. If he does well, they will. But I think at this point in time, if you're the Cleveland Browns, you might as well see what Shador Sanders can do and give that guy an opportunity and give yourself an opportunity just to kind of move past all of this right now.
This is a pretty cool moment in Chicago as we talk playoff baseball as well. We'll get into what the Royals' memories were. This was a pretty fun moment as Cubs outfielder Ian Happ, I don't know if you saw this or not, he gave a fan a baseball wrapped in cash. It looks like it's about $300. See in the picture, $100 bills, rubber band around the baseball. As a Cubs fan wrapped up a 2025 regular season, Ian Happ tossed the baseball into the left field bleachers with $200. So there you go, $200, rubber band around it. And the message said, to the best fans in baseball, thanks for another great year. That's a baseball I'd love to collect. $200 cash.
I'd throw the ball back.
Straight to No, it's got the message on it.
Oh, it had the message on the ball? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, and then I'd go to bleachers with Vip and still make him buy all the drinks.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Well, I got $200, but I didn't expect to have it, so I might as well save it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, it is the anniversary today of the wild card win against those Oakland Athletics at the time, now the Sacramento A's.
Do you see their branding at Sacramento?
I told you yesterday when we were talking to Alan, I was like, yeah, they already have the announcement, the uniforms. It's yellow with the Sacramento across the front.
Looks great. I love it. But
they're never going to Vegas.
They're not going to Las Vegas. Not a chance. They're going to Las Vegas. And hey, you know, it is what it is. But they were a year ago very anti. Remember when they wouldn't call themselves Sacramento and they got mad when people were calling them Sacramento? And now they're branding themselves as Sacramento and putting it on their uniforms?
Right. It looks different. It still looks like the Oakland A's. It just doesn't say A's in the corner. It just says Sacramento in green. So I think it's interesting as they try to rebrand their entire franchise, as the Royals have started to do that the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, they lost 100 games. Yeah. Last year, they lost in the ALDS to the Yankees, who would go on to represent the American League in the World Series. I think that we are going to have, I hate to be spoiler, I think we will have a repeat of last year's World Series. That's baseball in a nutshell. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's on an uptick. It's on a renaissance. Its viewership is better. But there are still some big money markets in the playoffs, obviously Philadelphia, Los Angeles, New York, Boston, yada, yada, yada. But what the Royals are doing is something to take note, because we talk about this a lot, how 15 or 14 kind of changed the perspective of winning in this town, right? Mm-hmm. The Royals go to World Series, lose, they go the next year, they win the World Series. After that, the Chiefs dynasty is starting to be built because of what you have been told in, you know, organizations. Oh, we're seeing fireworks and a city full of blue and a passionate fan base. We want a little bit of that. That looks like it's fun. Let's develop that as well. In comes Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt. In comes in comes Patrick Mahomes. Out goes Alex Smith. The rest is obviously written in the history in the Kansas City Sports Almanac. But again, you look at what this Royals team has done and what they can see from this, right? Like, they watched a team in Detroit tank a 12.5 game lead over the last month and a half of the season.
Insane.
They watched a team in Cleveland who was below them with 3 weeks left in the season rise the ranks and win that division.
Without their closer, too. Right. How much of that Class A removal actually helped that team, too, you have to think now?
Might have woke up a sleeping guardian. And when you look at what they've done, maybe that's fuel to the fire the way the Chiefs had fuel to fire, because the Royals saw this team in the ALDS, right? We were at Jefferson's last year watching this team beat Baltimore 2-0, 2-1, whatever it was.
Yeah, nail biters. It was 2-0, 2-1. Yeah, close games.
And they were all nail biters, and we were, thank you very much, was in the crowd. And this year, you fall short, and you feel the expectations kind of crumble because they told us, hey, we're a playoff team. Well, they're an above 500 team, and I know that this is, you know, maybe a loser's mentality, and I'll accept that. That's fine because it is. But they were in it until September 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we can't say for the Royals in back-to-back seasons very often.
Yeah. Here's what the Cardinals reporter for MLB Network had to say about the Cardinals as they get ready to build a franchise. And I want you to play it, Dusty, so it goes over the YouTubes or Mac, because I can't for the YouTube stuff. But if you want to take the Cardinals out of the equation, this is exactly what needs to be happening in baseball to be sustainable. It's called building a baseball team.
What the St. Louis Cardinals are doing, whether it's popular or not with the fans right now, is totally your decision, and I get it. It's probably what's best for the long-term sustainability of this organization. When I say the Cardinals are looking to contend, let's scale back the definition of contending. By definition, the Cardinals were contending in September this year for a wild card berth. Were they a good team? I don't think any of us would sit here definitively and say yes, but by the definition of the word contending, they were in it. Up until the last game, 159, they had a mathematical chance of sneaking into that wild card spot. The Cardinals don't want to contend that way anymore. Ownership, the new front office, wants to make the Cardinals legitimate contenders, like the status of the Phillies and the Dodgers, just obviously not to that level of market size or payroll. But they don't want the goal to be the wild card participation trophy that the Cardinals have had since 2020, okay? They want it to be National League pennant, minimum. Like, back to when the Cardinals in their 2010s were doing Cardinal things, that's what they want to return the level of contention to. So that's going to take time.
And I hear that, and I go, that's what we need to be doing right here in Kansas City. And I think we are off to that start here in Kansas City. It sounded like a lot of what, you know, John Sherman was saying when he made the change with Dayton Moore and put in JJ as the GM. I'd like to see a wild card team. I want to be, you know, a legit contender. And I think the Royals are moving, Dusty, in that direction, because when you start to build the franchise and take the franchise over, you want to find a way to have sustainable long-term success. And that's what the Royals are doing. Two straight years above 500 for this organization. It's remarkable what they've done, right? And finishing six games back is the closest that the Royals have finished, taking 14 and 15 out of the equation, to the division lead since 2003. And really, it goes back to 1994 when they finished this close to the division lead, you know, in the American League Central, American League West, whatever they were in when realignment happened right now. And so they're starting to show this progress. And I think what we want and what the Royals did in 14 and 15 and really what the Chiefs has done has spoiled this like build process for us, right? We expect once you go to the playoffs, you're supposed to just win it all, but it doesn't work that way. You got to crawl before you can walk. You got to walk before you can run. And I think right now the Royals are kind of in that between walking and running stage. They're getting ready to take off. A couple of moves this offseason is going to have people in baseball going, the Royals have to be considered a favorite. They go out and get a bat for the outfield, and I still think a second baseman. I was talking to the guy at the Jay yesterday at the urinal about this, and when we were talking about the second base position.
Hanging brain and talking Royals.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you got to do what you got to do, right? It's like, I really like Massey. I go, yes, so do I, but Massey can't stay healthy, and I'm not going to rely on a guy that can't stay healthy to be an everyday player. Massey would be a nice utility player, I think, for this team. So they're just a couple of guys away. And you had said something to me yesterday, and I was thinking about it a lot yesterday. Adam Frazier's a guy you want back next year. Those are those glue guys that give you that ability to take it to that next level that you need inside your locker room. Adam Frazier's not going to put up great numbers for you and be some sort of masher for you, but you got to have guys like him around, because we saw what happened, man. They added Adam Frazier back to this equation, and that team turned around, and they played really good baseball, and they found a way to, you know, get back into the playoff hunt. And Adam Frazier, I believe, had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, he's what did Q call him, a glue guy?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, he's a glue guy in that locker room. He did his job, what he was supposed to be doing. And again, he's not one of those guys that's going to play every day, but he's a guy that is effective every day, if that makes any sort of damn sense.
Yeah, you need that leader.
And I know there's a lot of people that want to see Yastrzemski come back. But again, if you go get an outfield bat, you're not going to bring a guy like Yastrzemski back.
I'm done with Yastrzemski. I'm moving on from him.
Yeah, I mean, he was a good piece. Right. Probably earned himself a contract with a team somewhere out there that will contend. I wouldn't be opposed to bringing him back. But again, where you look at this team and what this team is focused on moving forward is your infield is essentially set, whether you like it or not. It's going to be Vinny Pasquantino at first. Michael Massey will be your starting second baseman, I believe. Shortstop is obviously the greatest baseball player on the planet. Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia at third, Salvador Perez at catch, switching time with Carter Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay to have Kyle Isbell as your center fielder and have your nine spot in your lineup. That's fine. He does enough better than he does worse in that slot.
Hello?
Center field. Center field is no easy pickings when it comes to playing in Kansas City. And then you have the question at right and left. We know that we heard J.J. Piccolo on with Cody and Gold as he visits that show quite often and said, this isn't just a guarantee to Jack, right? Like, Jack didn't come up here and take away things and earn things the way that he was, you know, necessarily supposed to do. And left field is also an open question. So one of those positions will be filled when it comes to next year's roster. And we will see if, you know, the hype and the build for this team next year was like it was going in this offseason. Because this offseason, there was a lot of people like, look at the moves the Royals made. Look at, they traded Singer to India. They did this. By the way, Singer not in the top three rotation for the Cincinnati Reds going in this playoff game. Yeah. But still, a piece to their team that helped them succeed. And I think next year, if they do add that bat, that's the one thing that I will say the Royals have a positive going forward into this offseason is the fact that we know what the move needs to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where you have an abundance of talent. You have abundance of pitching talent. You have a low abundance of outfield production and a powerful bat.
Right.
Something's going to give.
Yeah.
To get something to gain. And I think we know where they're going to be. And what that means for Jonathan India, probably not an everyday player anymore. You got demoted to seventh in the lineup. You got demoted to wherever you can play, whenever we think you need to play is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I am interested to see what move they make in the offseason for what kind of bat they will have once that happens.
Yeah, because I do think your target is your outfield bat one, and then I do think second base. And if you do have a situation where you can't go get a second baseman, then you got to go platoon with Indy and Massey, and I think it works out better for everybody that way.
He's the first voice you hear 3 hours before kickoff and the first voice you hear after the final whistle.
Future Hall of Fame receiver, future Hall of Fame quarterback, being able to figure it out for the last half of the season.
Here's the new Chiefs Radio Network pregame and postgame show host, Josh Briscoe.
That's right, baby. It's Tuesday at 8:30. It's JB time on your radio. Josh Briscoe, your host of pre- and postgame for the Chiefs Radio Network. Every game day, gonna have a late one this Monday, but that's okay. You get Sunday to relax for the first time in a while, as we are now joined by Josh Briscoe. I'm gonna tell you right now, I think the play of the game on Sunday was the Leo Chenal catch or the interception against Mark Andrews. What say you, Mr. Briscoe?
I simply, with no disrespect whatsoever to Leo Chenal, who I think is a remarkable athlete, I simply didn't know that he could do that. So I have no problem making that the play of the game. And look, the way the rest of that game went, it I don't know if it was a laugher or not the whole time through, but in retrospect, like, that was a dominant performance, right? Without that Chenal pick, we're talking about the Ravens marching down the field for the second consecutive drive with a lead, by the way. So I really do think that's the inflection point.
Well, yeah, it was the one that turned the game, and then the fumble a couple of minutes later, and here we go. We're off to the races. And obviously a get-well game for the Chiefs. What did you see from an offensive standpoint that you think, okay, this is just the beginning, and now this is going to make it even better from an offensive standpoint?
And that's the thing you have to differentiate, right? I mean, because the Ravens defense we know was bad and injured. So, right. Like, there is a conversation there. I don't think that that's unfair to mention, but also I think the Chiefs deserve a lot of credit on a few levels. First of all, how many times over the last 3 years have we said, man, as long as the Chiefs can put this bad defense down, things will look okay? And they just never do it. I mean, the Taylor Swift game against the Bears was probably that's the last time that truly happened.
Yeah, that's what I said. That the last time we saw a performance like that is when Taylor came into our lives.
So I could have been playing defensive tackle for the Ravens, and I still would have said, like, hey, nice that the Chiefs actually put away that defense with 10 players on it. But I do think that the return of Xavier Worthy, we've been talking about this, obviously, since the moment he got injured. I think nationally people started to kind of see all the problems in the Chiefs offense and go, well, how much can their number one and number two receivers, when Rashear S comes back, how much can those guys really fix by themselves? There are so many problems. They've been so inefficient and so ineffective on the ground. Well, now we've seen it. Xavier Worthy, the speed that he brings, even being able to play off of a guy like Tyquan Thornton in more of a part-time role, but still a heavy role now that I hope continues, being able to open things up for Hollywood and Juju and Travis Kelce more in the intermediate, it lets Hollywood's role change. Xavier Worthy is such a large domino in this offense, because everybody else can move down a peg in terms of the weapons, mm-hmm. and he has such a gravity about him with that speed that defenses have to know where he's at all times, more so than how they have to know where every fast receiver is. He's the fastest player in football, and the Ravens treated him that way, and I think we're going to have to see other teams follow suit.
Yeah, when we speak of Leo, I know the meme of Leonardo DiCaprio pointing at the TV from the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I did that when I saw Mahomes throw that dot to Xavier Worthy for about 25 yards down the sideline, because I brought this up earlier. Last year, Xavier Worthy's either too close to the sideline or runs like the, you know, missteps the route or something, but that was one of those things that, like, we hadn't seen that sort of, I know we've seen Mahomes make deep throws to Thornton this year, but that touch pass, that read in the defense, seeing Marlon Humphrey come over one-on-one coverage and Mahomes like lighting up like a kid on Christmas morning and then dropping that in the bucket on a perfectly ran route on a guy that's over the shoulder, going to land, coming off an injury. I thought that was that moment where I was like, that's back, and that's something you love to see.
Then he's stretching the defense vertically. Mahomes back on the same page with him, and he's able to stretch it horizontally with the carry. And I think it was the very next play after the play you're talking about. They took another shot right over mm-hmm. the top there. Maybe it was the play. I can't remember exactly. I think it was back-to-back shots there to Worthy down the sideline, where you go, oh, yeah, that is just a gear they have back again. Meanwhile, you know, you have, like, the red zone throw to Juju for the touchdown that was just an absolute laser beam. I mean, like, launched out of Mahomes' hand. I don't know if we've got like next-gen data on that or not yet of how fast that football was going, but I can't imagine he's thrown a faster ball in a smaller area over the last year or so. That to me begins to see all of the pieces click into place in a way that is so, so exciting after the first few weeks we're just pulling teeth.
Well, and you know, we're excited about the offense, Josh, but we really need to be excited about the defense, because of all the injuries on defense, the Ravens were healthy on offense, and that's right. People were fearing, oh, Isaiah likely is going to come back. I looked at the box score. I didn't see his name in it. You know, last week, Sean Smith told us that Derrick Henry was washed. 8 carries, what, 30 yards or whatever he had, you know, on the ground. Lamar Jackson quit in the middle of the game. So, like, we've got to give this defense a lot of credit, because they took care of an offense that was at full strength, regardless of what the defense was. That offense was still at full strength, and other than the first 15 scripted, they look like a JV team out there.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, and they were rightfully being discussed as the best unit in this game between the two teams. Mm-hmm. If you would have told me before the game the Chiefs are going to score 37 points, I would have been really, really surprised, but like optimistic and hopeful. Oh, that's fantastic. If you would have told me the Ravens were putting up 20 and really 13 before total garbage time, I would have thought you were smoking. Like, that's just not a way that the Ravens have been controlled offensively yet this year, and it was an absolute bludgeoning that way. So it's another game for Steve Spagnuolo where you just have to tip your cap to an absolute lunatic back there, where he is sending things for Lamar Jackson, specifically that Leo pick where you've got Bolton blitzing and Chanel in coverage. I think it was, what, 5 unblocked pressures for Nick Bolton. You got to give credit to the player for making those pressures and being able to disguise his pre-snap stuff a little bit. He talked about that briefly after the game. But being able to have your Mike linebacker, your green dot, getting 5 uninterrupted paths to Lamar Jackson in this game, plus some of the like mush rush stuff they were doing with kind of a tight spy from Leo, where he wasn't spying Jackson at kind of the typical depth, but he was closer to the line of scrimmage, so kind of occupying a blocker but keeping a little bit of space to get an angle. It is just the next level in an unbelievable resume for Steve Spagnuolo against Lamar Jackson, against this Ravens offense, against several different versions of this Ravens offense. I really I don't think I could be any more impressed by what the Chiefs defense did. The secondary seems to be legitimately ready to go again, and that's without Christian Fulton. And even Nazi Johnson, I know that, you know, he had a rough year for most of last season, but at one point, that was your number 3 and 4 corner. Both of those guys are out. Noah Williams is playing really good ball. I have so few notes on the Chiefs defense. I do think you want to get more and more from your 4-man pass rush against other teams and other builds of offense. You don't want to always live in the complete blitz engage 8 lifestyle that Spags is so good at, but that's nitpicky, just kind of keeping an eye to the future. I have almost no notes at all for the Chiefs defense in this game on Sunday.
I'm kind of with you on that. It was about as flawless a game, you know, as you could potentially play out there. And you mentioned Noah Williams. I mean, he's ranked as the best defensive rookie in the NFL right now.
Yeah, and it, to me, again, absolute credit to the player, but the fact that we have seen with relatively incredible consistency that Steve Spagnuolo and Dave Merritt take young defensive backs from the mid-range of the NFL draft and turn them into starting caliber players, or at least like heavy contributors, that is a remarkable thing. So I don't think Spags is probably putting all the same stuff on Noah Williams' plate that he's putting on Jalen Watson's plate, and certainly Trent McDuffie. He's a different kind of player on a, like, literally and metaphorically speaking. But it is an unbelievable start for Williams. So I if my memory serves, I think most of the talk about Noah Williams out of training camp was like, yeah, we'll see, maybe week 6, week 8, give him some time, which, again, like a mid-round NFL draft pick, rookie trying to figure out how to work in a Spags defense. I wasn't asking for anything from Noah Williams early this season, not because I didn't like the player. I thought his tape in college made a ton of sense as a translation into Spags' defense. But I was just prepared to be patient. Well, the Chiefs couldn't afford to because Fulton's been banged up. And so all of a sudden, he's in there over Joshua Williams, climbing the depth chart, and yeah, grading out incredibly with what he's being asked to do. An absolute huge hit at the position in the draft where the Chiefs have been so stinking good, which again, I think is Brett Veach knowing what his defense wants in terms of the cornerback position, and then Spags and Dave Merritt being absolutely wizards in terms of developing these young guys.
I seriously worry what Trevor Lawrence is going to do with what Spags has dialed up against Jacksonville.
And what's it gonna be? I really don't know. Like, it could be anything. We've seen them go so blitz heavy with Hurts and Lamar, and I thought they might blitz a little bit with Russell Wilson. They did a couple of times, but it was much less. And you still figure out these ways to take away what they want to do. I'll be honest that I'm not too deep into the Jags just yet. They're one of those teams that kind of slides into the background, and you check them out and you go, okay, well, they've got some players. They're 3-1. How did that happen? And I gotta say, it does feel pretty good for the Chiefs to be going on the road against a 3-1 opponent in prime time, and for me to be back in that space of, like, you know what? The Chiefs are deserving favorites here on the road, and frankly, I expect them to win this game. The way the season started, you couldn't expect much of anything. Just get through it, and let's see how it turns out. Now with the Jags, this is a chance to really begin to even things out in the AFC in a way that I wasn't sure the Chiefs would be able to do this early in the season after starting 0-2.
No doubt about it, Briscoe. We appreciate the time, and enjoy Monday Night Madness as you get a late night here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
I'll exchange a late night Monday game for a full day of Red Zone any week at all. You're absolutely right with what you said earlier. I get my Sunday on a couch, and then I get the Chiefs and pre and post on Monday night. That's a pretty good long weekend for me. I will absolutely take that.
No doubt. Be easy, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
That is Josh Briscoe, pre- and post-game show here on 96.5 The Fan on the Chiefs Radio Network. Your host right there joining us. Coming up next, is he a Hall of Famer, and should this guy be banned for life? The answer to both is yes. We'll explain. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Josh Simmons, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back in on Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Leggett's all here with you. Funny text from the 417. If Mahomes threw me the football that he threw to Juju Smith-Schuster, it would have exploded through my chest.
You know, it's funny.
And still traveling around the world.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, how much would your hands hurt if
that window? That's an underappreciated, though. That window was minute.
Tiny. That and the brown one. Yeah.
I mean, that one to Travis was a tiny window, too, that 100%. He got it in there, you know?
Yeah, they had just a normal guy catching passes from the jug machine at like an NFL QB speed. And he's like, ow, his hands keep hurting. He's like, yeah, dude, you don't realize how fast they're launching those things.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 100-mile-an-hour fastball coming right at you. Yeah, you don't put that in perspective. You know, catchers have a mitt, right?
Hey, you know, Mahomes was a pitcher in high school.
I heard that, yeah. Somebody had said that to me one time.
Over 60 miles an hour, I think he can throw the football.
I was wondering why. What does that equate to as a baseball? Is there some sort of chart? No, I'm serious. I bet it's about 90, somewhere between 90 and 100 miles an hour if you're throwing a...
Didn't they throw like Favre equivalently through like a 98-mile-an-hour fastball with the football? Like that he just...
Did he? Did he?
Oh, he broke fingers his whole career.
But I didn't know that like they had the equation. Like, you know, I'm sure somebody in physics probably figured this out. You know, velocity and the rate of speed and, you know, weight and all of that. I mean, it is a great physics equation. Drew Kiter, get on this over there at Olathe West and get your students to figure this one out.
Google Gemini, take it for a grain of salt. Roughly 100 mile an hour fastball.
Yeah, I was going to say about, yeah, roughly, yeah. Yeah, roughly in that. And I was just guessing that it would be something like that. Crazy. Yeah. So you're firing 100 mile an hour fastball. These guys are catching it like it's no business, you know?
Sticky gloves, man.
It's soft nuts. Hands. It is nuts. Hey, this date in 1982, Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing came out.
Ooh.
Yeah, an all-time banger,
wish
man.
Wish we could jam it.
Yeah, I know. I wish we could, too.
Wish we could jam it.
You want me to sing it for you?
No. Yeah. No.
Get up, get up. Let's make love tonight.
Power through, Dusty.
R.I.P. to Marvin Gaye. I've said it before. You do know how he was murdered.
I don't think so.
I don't think I do either.
He was murdered by his father. His father was a very religious man, maybe a pastor.
So he didn't like
the
music.
And Marvin Gaye's music was obviously sexual healing. They got into an argument in a living room, and a gun was drawn, and his dad fired and hit Marvin Gaye.
That's, wow.
I've never heard that story
terrible
before. Good Lord.
Now you know.
Get up, get up. Let's make love tonight.
Marvin Gaye's got a ton of bangers, man.
Yes, he does.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
When the lights go down on the patio,
smash.
Put on Marvin Gaye. And light that dart.
Marvin Gaye is really good.
I've been pounded this week.
It is Tuesday.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, now let's get down tonight. Tyreek Hill had a gruesome injury last night, so it begs the question. We probably won't see him at his full skill set ever again. You would think with the catastrophic knee surgery, they had dislocated kneecap, multiple ligament tears, including the ACL as well.
They were hoping no nerve damage, so.
Whew. I can tell you right now, I still cannot feel my right kneecap after tearing my ACL, and I'm a fat-ass, non-athletic person. So speedy recovery for him. Prayers, obviously, for that knee injury, because that was one of the most gruesome injuries. It was brutal. I sent you guys a text, and I was just like, you guys think it's broke? It wasn't apparently broke. It's just that everything got completely shredded in that knee. He came off the field again. I think he was out of mind, out of body, the way he was reacting. I don't think it was like necessarily him in that moment. I think there was a lot of adrenaline that was still coming out during that moment. But the question begs, like, I do still think he is a Hall of Fame player.
No question he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, and I'm not a fan of Tyreek Hill the person, but as a football player, you can't take away anything from what this guy has done. He's the most dynamic wide receiver in Chiefs history and would have been a Ring of Honor member had he handled things differently, probably around here, may still have been here. But no, there's no doubt in my mind that he is a Hall of Fame football player. And this injury is probably, he's done. We'll never see Tyreek Hill, in my opinion, again. I think that for a wide receiver who relies on speed, you've seen the best of Tyreek Hill. Maybe he's back as faux Tyreek Hill or something like that because he needs the money. But we'll never see this level of Tyreek Hill like we have seen up until this year. Basically, he was starting to kind of trail back a little bit over the last year and a half or so anyway. And so now you add this broken leg in. What team is he going to be on when he's healthy and he's ready to come back and, you know, whatnot? And so I think he's a Hall of Fame player, but I think what we've seen out of Tyreek Hill, the glory days of Tyreek Hill are long over now.
Yeah, he's 41st in yards all time, 27th in touchdowns, 37th in catches, Super Bowl champions, a 5-time All-Pro, 8-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
He was a return specialist.
Yep.
You add on the story of a running back turned wide receiver and how good he became at that position.
And he really did. And
all 2010 decades team as well.
Yeah, and look, I'm not a fan of Tyreek Hill the person at all. That's got on record for a decade now. But as a football player, I think every football player can learn from Tyreek Hill, including Patrick Mahomes, because that guy invented himself into a wide receiver. He was a nothing burger coming in here to, you know, Kansas City in his first year. Nobody knew what to do with him. And he worked his ass off and turned himself into the best wide receiver in Chiefs history and probably a Hall of Fame wide receiver as well. And I really do envy that in Tyreek Hill. The off-the-field stuff, he can go kick rocks. But that on-the-field stuff, everybody should do what Tyreek Hill did. You really want something bad enough in life? Stop waiting for somebody to hand it to you, okay? Get your ass out there and put in the hard work. Bust your ass. Go above and beyond. Put in the time. And then you, too, one day could have a good opportunity instead of sitting there blaming everybody else for your failures. Tyreek Hill went out there and owned becoming a wide receiver in the NFL, and it really was remarkable to watch. We watched it again in real time.
Incredible.
And I give him all the credit in the world for doing that because it's not easy to invent yourself as a wide receiver in the NFL when you never really did it before. And so I do give him a lot of credit for that.
No doubt. And there was a story that kind of streamed over the weekend because there was a fan being an ass once again as we see these grown men take these things from these kids because there was a headband that was taken off of.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes gave a kid a headband at the Giants game and Karen stole it from him and then went on, you know, Instagram and talked about how she got the headband from Patrick Mahomes. And the kid is sitting on the video going, she stole that from me. Like Mahomes went right up to this lady or this kid and handed it to him. The woman rips it right out of his hand like a total Karen. You saw the one in Philadelphia, these boomers, I'm over them. Why are you stealing from a kid? You're an adult. You're a senior citizen, and you're stealing a sweaty headband from a child. Like,
and they kept saying, "Oh, and he handed it right to me. He came up right to me. Why are you lying?
No,
why are you lying?
Yeah, like
we have video.
We saw it.
Are they convincing themselves that that happened?
Yes. Like
I
Patrick
think that's
actually,
what they're doing.
He went out of his way to try to hand it to the kid, and she just like reached over and stole it away from him. And I just look at that stuff and I'm like, you're an adult boomer and you're stealing from a kid. What do you need that sweaty headband for? Like that kid's life would have been made if he had that headband. What are you as an adult retiree going to do with that thing? Smell it?
Mm-hmm. Sell it?
Well, no, I hope nobody buys. Like that's the person, like she should be banned from NFL stadiums because she's a nuisance. And she should be fired from her job, too, because I wouldn't want somebody like that working for me. If you make a fool of yourself at a game, you should be fired from your job. Because as a company, do you really want that person representing you? You just stole a headband from a kid, man, at a game. And Patrick was trying to give it to this kid who was dressed in his Chiefs gear. And she's in her Giant stuff. And she took it right away from him. What a total loser that woman is.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, I just don't understand, like, the morale that you go through at that moment, because this was a really cool moment. I went to the Friday night game before the end of the homestand of the last homestand, and there was a foul ball. And you know, like how you've sat down there in the Diamond Club when it goes straight up, like that thing's coming down with some rain.
Oh,
right?
Hell
like,
yes, it is.
My stepdad and I are just like kind of leaning against it, like we don't want anything to do. This guy catches it like two rows behind us, and me just being like kind of funny, I'm like, give it to the kid. And this kid in front of us is like, yeah, give it to the kid. What'd the guy do? Stood up, came down two rows, gave it to the six-year-old kid right in front of us.
That's what you do.
And everybody's just like, perfect.
Yeah.
Like, what are you gonna do with the baseball, dude?
Exactly. Like, you're an adult.
Unless, like, the only thing I would understand is if, like, Bobby Witt Jr. is out there signing, like, 17 autographed baseballs and just chucking up, like, Jose Lima back in the day, and you catch one, that's got at least some sort of significant value. That's one where maybe I'd be like, sorry, kid.
Man. I'd still give it to the kid at that point in time, I think.
At that point, you know, you're teaching a kid a lesson. That's a life lesson, brother. Sorry. You got to catch that one.
Be taller.
Yeah. Be faster.
Tell your dad to be more athletic.
Yeah, sorry, kid. Right. You can't ride the ride. You're not tall enough, you know. No, I would still
Park's
give that.
Closed.
Yeah.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it.
No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'd still give it to the kid at that point in time, because you want to live these games and watch these games through the eyes of a child. And that's ultimately what it's about. When you watch kids watch sports, that's how you want to watch sports as an adult. The innocence, the love, the joy that they have. And if they have an opportunity to get a dirty headband from a NFL player that holds no value whatsoever financially, and you're an adult and you take that joy away from a child, who beat you up when you were a kid? Because that's just now two women in 2 weeks doing this crazy stuff at stadiums for an $8 baseball and really a 2 cent headband that was worn in a game, making fools out of themselves. Look yourself in the mirror, man. Go to a game. Let the kids enjoy it. It's for the kids.
Yeah. Coming up next, we get into Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow as we get into Start Bench Cut here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.